Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because fast food is dead, guys. Done. Finished. Please, as always, hit the like button on this video. Please share this video. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. And again, timing couldn't be perfect for these guys. First things first, guys, is Jack in the Box, 5 years ago, bought the Del Taco brand. You know, two fast food powerhouses went out and were almost 2,800 units strong, and Jack in the Box was going to revolutionize everything and make Del Taco a super, you know, fast food chain. It was just going to be amazing. This completely stumbled, and you had a few problems with the economy. You had problems with these places not making money, and they paid $575 million for Del Taco. Jack in the Box paid $575 million for Del Taco. They just sold Del Taco for $115 million. Hello, do the math on that one, guys. You lose $450 million plus on a transaction. It is absolutely staggering that they're selling this place for this cheap. Think about this. Yadav, which is a franchisee of Del Taco, they bought it. They own over 100 franchises, and now they're going to own the entire chain for a song for $115 million. This is unbelievable, guys. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, over the course of the last few years, you know, with the economy and inflation going up and the rise of $20 an hour fast food wages, they came up with things that would basically help raise sales. At least they thought it would. But what they found out was it just didn't work out. Value meals don't work out. Del Taco has got what, you know, these boxes that are $5, $7, $9, and they're just not selling like they thought. They're not making the money. But the whole fast food industry is not value driven anymore. It's just expensive. It's expensive crap is what it is. And people are fed up with it, and they're just not going out and going at, you know, buying this fast food. You know, Jack in the Box is known for Jack, the guy with the helmet and looks like, you know, Jack in the Box. And they sell a ton of their tacos every year. In fact, it's anticipated in 2025 that they will sell 650 million of those tacos. Hello, or about 1,250 a minute. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. In the first, you know, 2 minutes of this, they've sold, you know, 2,500 of those tacos during the first 2 minutes of this video. That is unbelievable, guys, when you think about those numbers. They're absolutely staggering to think about. Jack in the Box, you know, thought they were going to have this massive growth. They were going to expand the Del Taco brand. Nope. Jack in the Box right now is closing 200 stores, restaurants, whatever you want to call it, and they're getting rid of this. So with those 200 stores closing, you're going to see that Del Taco is done. I'm going to sell it off. It's going to be interesting to see how this works out. But the problems that they're having are interesting because it all gets down to the same store sales are off with each location, about 6%. Guys, that is the kiss of death for any industry. You know, we've talked about Home Depot, how they're upset because same store sales are only up 1%. At least they're up. You know, you talk about places that are down 4% and 5%. This is the end, guys. This is the end. But fast casual, I love that term. You know, places like Shake Shack is a complete ripoff. If you want to get a burger combo and you want to sit there, it's $25 to go eat there. Who can afford that? That's done. That is done. So you're going to see problems with Del Taco like you wouldn't believe. You're going to see these places close. And, you know, things to highlight this, skyrocketing prices, the wages, everybody's wages have not gone up. And they can't keep up with the demand of, you know, a burrito that's $6, you know. The ineffective deals that they've had are just that. They're ineffective. You know, they have this commercial right now where these people sing, Dell yeah, Dell yeah. And it's ridiculous because it's just incredibly expensive for these places right now. You know? So the company that won is this Yadav company buying something. Think about it. Somebody paid $575 million for something and they just sold it for $115 million. Who's getting fired over this? Who's gonna face the guillotine corporately for this? All those executives that put that deal together, they should all get fired for this, because this is could be single-handedly one of the worst business deals that have ever been done in the history of restaurant economics. Okay, so fire everybody. But they won't. Guys will be, you know, they're blaming supply chain disruptions. Oh yeah, you can't get pinto beans right now. It's ridiculous, guys. It's ridiculous. High labor costs, that's the only one I agree with. Paying somebody $20 an hour to make tacos is ridiculous. You know, falling sales, you know, Yum Brands, the place that owns KFC or Taco Bell, you know, and even Starbucks has reported significant drops. People don't have disposable income. I would rather eat something simple at my house than go spend money for, fast food. I went and bought a fast food combo the other day at KFC, and it was $15. And I'm like, okay, remember when this was $4.99? It's not, though. And you know that. Everything's gone up. But you're seeing all these restaurant closures right now, and it is absolutely staggering. So what do you think about this, guys? Do you agree with me? It's done. I mean, this is the beginning of the end, guys. When you have a restaurant sell at a $400 million loss, $400 million plus dollar loss. So that's terrible. Do you like Del Taco? Do you like Jack in the Box? Clearly they didn't do it. You know, that Yadav Brands, they own two other brands. They own a Greek brand and another Taco Cabana, I think that's the other one that they own. But again, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if the franchisee can run this place. I think they're going to close escrow around the first of the year. It's funny. My son played baseball with a kid, and his dad worked at Del Taco and was involved with the Noggle shenanigans when they lost the brands for that. And he was quoted in a bunch of magazines and things like that. I wonder what Colin's doing right now. I'd love to hear, you know, his take on this. I wonder if a guy like that gets to keep his job in the marketing department. So let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about this. But it's dead, guys. It's dead. You know, my brother and his wife swear by saving money when it comes to going out and eating. And the deal that they love is at Chili's. Chili's is a deal where you can get a $10.99 burger for, you know, you get, it's like pick three. You get an endless, you know, alcohol, a non-alcoholic beverage, which is a Coke, guys. You get a Coke and iced tea. Endless. Bottomless. Great. You get an appetizer, which is basically chips, or you get one other choice. And then you get a burger, and they've got a couple different smash burger options and regular burger options that you can choose from. But that's $10.99, and you get to sit in a restaurant and have somebody serve you. That's a deal. Over Shake Shack, which is criminality at $25. Don't get me started about Five Guys either, because that's just an absolute ripoff. But let me know what you think, because I think fast food is dead. There's a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, guys, gold traded 2 years ago under $2,000 an ounce. Yesterday, we saw another $100 increase. But the main man in all of our lives, Mr. Jamie Dimon, who has said that gold could easily hit $10,000 an ounce, you need to pay attention to. Something is up. Something is brewing in the economy, and you don't want to miss out on this. You need to call number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. I'm telling you guys, it will answer all your questions. Number one rated for 9 years in a row. IRAs, 401ks, all backed by precious metals. They sell it all. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Get it all from one place, guys. But get it from somebody that's got great customer service. That's not going to let you down. Call Patriot Gold Group today. 888-330-1431. You don't want to call? Use the link below. Get a free investor guide. Let them answer all your questions. They are number one rated for a very good reason. You do not want to miss out on this. Something is brewing, and Jamie Dimon thinks gold's going to go to as high as $10,000 an ounce. You don't want to miss out on this. All this talk about tacos made me want to go get some Jack in the Box tacos. Insane. I got the monster taco though. Extra lettuce. You know, every now and then I do a story that gets people's attention. I get tons of emails, I get text messages, business people that come out of the woodwork and say, I cannot believe this. And two stories really did that. Number one, the Yendo, the Mark Cuban, you know, company that's going to let you borrow against your car. I have all these business people, and my friend Mike reached out and was just flabbergasted at 30% because Mike owns a successful business and has employees and has people that he wants them happy. So they show up for work and they're not strapped. They're not confused. They're doing their job and they've got a smile on their face. That's what you want as with an employee. You don't want them so financially upside down that they're worried, hey, I've got my car in the parking lot. I wonder if somebody's going to repossess it. That 30% loan that people are taking is the kiss of death. I'm telling you, do not borrow money to put out fires. Just don't. I've done it, guys. I've done it. I could write a book about this, about how, okay, if I do this, this guy's going to give me a better deal and he's going to solve my problems. This guy's going in the water after. Look at this guy. So, chasing birds. But it doesn't work, guys. It doesn't work. So, it's a very happy dog. And the second one was the problem with the Tesla that was just had a little fender bender and the Tesla's upside down. You know, gonna have to total the car. Well, I had another story sent to me where guy bought a Cybertruck for $146,000 last year. $146,000, and he's got 4,600 miles on the car now. And he just sold it for $77,000. Took a $77,000 hit on the car. Isn't that great? That's good math for you. It's like selling Del Taco. I mean, it's that kind of math. The world cannot operate on you buying things that are worthless, whether it's a restaurant chain, whether it's a car, or a truck, or a Cybertruck for that matter. Stellantis, Dodge. I woke up to my friend Gary sending me a great story about how they're recalling 294,000 cars. 294,000 cars that could disengage from park. You park your car and it could lunge forward and hit somebody or kill somebody or worse, you know. Anyways, so Dodge Dart, it's got a real problem. But 294,000 of them. They found that the problem has been significant on almost 6,000 of those cars. So again, great place to look for recalls is USA Today. This one was in the New York Post and the story is below. But guys, I am telling you this right now. There's a lot of problems with these vehicles. They're just out there. They're just nonstop. You know, I was going to do a separate video on this, but I'm just so furious about it. I'm just going to do it here. You know, I believe in privacy. You know, and so many other business owners, like my friend Mike I just talked about, is the most private person I've ever met in my life. Think about this. Your prescriptions that were at Rite Aid. Rite Aid just made a deal through bankruptcy where they sold your prescription and all your data to CVS. Isn't that great? They worked out. They were the highest bidder for that. What say did we have in that? I don't have my prescriptions over there. But who said no to this? Who was given the option for this? No, they just sold your data. And I'm sure on some fine print, when you checked a box and signed off for a prescription, if we ever become bankrupt degenerates, we can liquidate, you know, your personal information. There's got to be something someplace. But think about that. Lost. All your data has been sold to these people. And I've had dozens of people write me, tell me how much they hate CVS. And I'll never do business with them. And I can't believe that they're there. So you get to have your personal data sold to somebody else. Marketed. You're gonna receive phone calls, text messages, things in the mail. Isn't this great? Hey Dan, we've transferred your Viagra over here. Now, you know what I mean? Come on, guys. Personal information nobody needs to know. Okay, so I don't use that stuff. I use the other stuff. Anyways, I'll talk to you soon. Now, we have talked till we are all blue in the face about the problems with real estate, commercial real estate, and just the problems that people have had, and how there are certain places where it's just completely upside down, including here in Southern California. It's nuts. You know, you want to rip down a shopping center and build an apartment complex that somebody may never live in. What is successful right now? Well, there is a company called Prologis, and broker Aaron Smiles out of New York. See, here's a guy that's got his pulse on it. For a couple years, he's been sending me stuff, but he just really gets it. Who's successful right now? Prologis is having their best year ever. They're a big commercial real estate firm. Huge. Gangbusters. Why? Because of data centers. They are leasing and building data centers for people. And with that, they're seeing a huge uptick in commercial real estate because people need to have those data centers set up so that we can have, you know, AI. Isn't that nuts? So another story broker Aaron sent me was BlackRock. BlackRock is investing in another data center, and they've raised, you know, another $30 million towards this. And it's, again, that's what the future is. You're going to see the future is AI, guys. And a lot of the commercial brokers are out there in that field right now. So don't be shocked if you guys start to see these warehouses that were once, you know, dead and nobody would go into. You're going to see them ventilated. It was like a Fry's Electronics to the huge locations where they sold everything. When they went out of business, I think it was 2018, there was one location. I'm thinking, who could possibly rent this place? Amazon took that over. So now that Amazon's been tapped out and they're, you know, basically maxed out, and now they're getting in the regular, store space of grocery store space, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how data centers are going to do. Will this be a bust? Will it be overgrown? Prologis doesn't think so. BlackRock doesn't think so. And I know you guys are going to write me and tell me how much you hate BlackRock, Blackstone, you know, all that stuff. Let me know. I'm going to finish this video with these last few things. And first of all, do not forget to join our email list. The link is below in the video description. And don't forget that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, which is fantastic. It's uncensored. It's all the stuff we can't talk about other places. Check it out today. It's absolutely fantastic. I love doing that. And a couple things to finish this video. The Nestle Corporation. You know, how big is Nestle? They have over 2,000 brands. I researched this today. 2,000 brands. I'm thinking of hot cocoa with Nestle, chocolate, stuff like that. No, they got a bunch of stuff. They have 277,000 employees, or they did. Now they're laying off 16,000 executives, not people working the line, putting stuff in boxes and things like that. They're getting rid of executives. 12,000 immediately, 4,000 over the course of the next 6 months. Bye. Bye. These are all adults, guys. These are all people that are losing their livelihood, you know, before the holidays. Enjoy. Okay, that worldwide conglomerate's getting rid of people. MasterCard is making a bunch of changes to make payments faster, which, again, means more of a digital currency type trend. For the trucking industry, there is, you know, the short chain, Circle K. Here in California, you have very few Circle Ks that have the gas station attached to them. Around the rest of the country, they have those gas stations where they're going to make it so that trucking companies and truck drivers can get a digital card that basically you pull up there and it'll read your card. Without you getting out, you'll be able to pump gas, get diesel, buy things, purchase things, and never leave the car. It'll just go on your account. That will revolutionize business in some sense. But again, it also gets rid of cutting out the middleman and cutting out places like MasterCard and making so that, we're just one step closer to them knowing everything that you're doing, good and bad of that. Automation and bad because you're going to lack privacy. So let me know what you think about all this stuff. Again, fast food is dead. No one can afford it. It's not a good value. It's crap. It's horrible. We should let Mike come on and do 15 minutes on the poison that's in fast food. It would scare you all. You wouldn't want to leave your house after that. Anyways, I digress. Okay. Be happy. Okay. eat healthy, get some exercise, get out in the sun. Okay, do that. Okay, hope the weather's like this where you're at. You want to email me, it's hello at I allegedly. Don't forget to sign up for the email address because we got one coming out shortly. You don't want to miss it. Okay, I'll see you very soon. And again, fast food is dead. I think I said that a few times.